Hello there. Thanks for listening to Seek the Truth. We really appreciate that. I was thinking today, as I was reading some verses from the Bible, about how often people get exposed over time. A lot of things remain hidden. A lot of things don't seem to come out into the open. Then all of a sudden, bang, something happens. And people actually feel very exposed by either media intrusion or some investigative in journalism or some type of inquiry that takes place. And we feel that the layers have been pulled back and the person is exposed for what they are or what they've done. I was reading this verse in the Bible and it says about the Bible, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now, you've probably heard me, if you've listened to any of these recordings before, you've heard me quote a verse from the Bible, the book of Jeremiah, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked." Our heart is deceptive. It tricks us. We try and live by what we think is right, but so often we delude ourselves. How do we know? How can we be sure? Well, turn to the Bible, because the Word of God is living and powerful. It's a living book. It's not just a dry, dusty manual. God speaks. When you read it, don't be surprised if you're shocked, if you're spoken to, if God penetrates the depths of your conscience and your heart. The Word of God is living, it's powerful, it's sharp, it divides, it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. God in His Word wants us to understand the truth. Sometimes that means peeling back the layers so that we realise where we're wrong, so that we realise that there is justice on the day of judgment, so that we realise God is holy and pure, and more than that, so that we realise that God loves us and sent His Son Jesus to die for our sins. This is the glorious gospel, the one I keep on preaching about because it's the only message that changes lives. That yes, the Bible discerns, it divides between one thing and another, it shows us where we really are, it speaks to the depths of our person, it discerns the thoughts and intentions of our hearts. But God wants us to know more than that. He wants us to know that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And the death of Jesus paid the price for sin, so that if you turn from your sin and turn to God and confess you need His forgiveness, He is willing and just to forgive and to cleanse. May God bless you today. Please go back on the site, listen to some more of these messages from Seek the Truth. Go onto YouTube, put in Stephen G. Baker, or maybe just Stephen Baker with a PH, or Seek the Truth. You'll come up with some of these videos, and I trust that God would richly bless you and that you would come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour. Thank you for listening.